Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And today, you know, I just got back from several events over the last couple of weeks, and a couple of people came up to me and said, thank you so much, Sharon. When I met them, you know, I said, well, what do you do? Tell me about yourself. And they said, so many people don't. And it just triggered the thought in my mind of the statement, it's important to be interested more than interesting. And that's, you know, really understanding your audience, understanding the people you are, but when you really can relate eyeball to eyeball with somebody, and we talk about the importance of listening, but really also being interested in the other party. When you're talking even about playing big and a big deal, you know, really understanding the person you're talking to or the company that you're speaking to or that next association, being interested in what they do, how they do it, what their needs are, is more than half the battle. It's so very important by understanding who they are, what they want, and, you know, that because it's the same as when we talk about marketing, talk about the benefits, not the features. Same thing in just a dialogue and communication. The more you can find out about them, the more successful you can communicate with them. And then when they ask you what you do, your response can be more tailored to what you think their needs are. So I met a man this weekend that, you know, he says, yeah, I've been wanting to meet you. And I asked him what his company was. And it was like the name of the company didn't really tell me what he did. And, but it had media in it. Oh, so tell me, what all do you do for your clients? And he says, people never ask me that. And I go, well, they should. So, you know, and engaging with him and finding out what he does, he was much more than a media company. But it's important for us, if we want to be successful in getting to that next level, is to engaging, not just selling, right? And I talk about serve, don't sell. But part of serving is engaging that next step. And being interested in another person's field, how they feel about it, what their goals are. You know, I always ask people what their goals are, you know, how long they've been in the business. Just, you know, very it shows a level of interest on your part in getting to know them better. And, you know, overall, my friend Rita Davenport says, everybody has a name tag that says, make me feel special, right? And that's part of being interested in that person. And she's a champion at making people feel special. And if I can do 1/10 of what she does, I would be happy. But that, you know, and that goes back to when I was a little girl, my dad would ask me each night if we added value to someone's world today. Well, we can try and add value by just telling people what we think they need to hear, but it's better if we listen first. So challenge yourself to, in your next encounter, whether it be on the phone, over Skype or Zoom like this, or one-on-one, to ask questions and be interested. And that's, you know, brings me to the, you know, the power of the question. The person who's asking the questions is the one who's driving the discussion and the communication. And you can redirect a conversation that may not be going in the direction you want it to by asking a question, right? And we did a lot of that this weekend. A lot of, you know, again, you're in control when you're asking the questions. But by asking the right questions that are open-ended, not close-ended. So, you know, sometimes I catch myself getting into asking somebody a yes or no question. And that does not encourage communication. So you want to ask an open-ended question, like, tell me about your company. Right? They can't say yes or no. They have to share something. Tell me about, where you've come. Tell me about your future plans, your goals. How can I serve you? Instead of the yes or no questions that so many times come roll off our tongues automatically. And that's the power of communication. And again, when I talk about negotiation, I talk about knowing who's in the room and who's not in the room. Same thing, being interested in understanding the playing field. And when you get interested and you start asking those questions, you can define the playing field. The decision maker may not be the person across the table from you. And that's an important thing to know. And if it's true, if the person at the table becomes your advocate, but the decision maker's not in the room, you structure the questions to the advocate as saying, now, you indicated that your COO will be the final decision maker. What do you think I need to do to make this more acceptable? Or is there something that, you know, some advice and counsel you can give me as how we present this to make it serve your needs better? So are you following how you process that and understanding who they are and what it is their, you know, what their goals are? But it all comes back to that, like, one sentence. It's important, more important to be interested than interesting. And, you know, we focus a lot of times on our 1 minute elevator pitch, right? And in that, we want people to get interested in us. And yes, when someone asks you what you do, you want to have that practiced little 1 minute response that gets them interested to say, tell me more, right? So that's one scenario. But when you are in a social setting or in a meeting where you are, you know, you're the introducing yourself to someone, ask them what they do. Tell me a little bit more about your business. What all do you do? Tell me about your clients. And how long have you been in it? What are you looking to achieve? What are your next 12-month goals? All that gets them talking about themselves, and people feel more special when you're asking them about them. And then you can start saying, you know, well, that sounds really interesting. I think, you know, I may have something that I can support you with. Have you ever thought of, and for me, it would be ever thought of, educating your employees on money as an employee benefit. Have you ever thought of expanding your business through a power of association, maybe you're licensing your technology in a different industry? Again, I can't share that and I can't ask those questions if I haven't taken the time to find out more about them and what they do, how they do it, who they do it with. And by being interested in them and asking questions, then I give myself the opportunity to, as I'm asking and as they're sharing with me, the wheels are turning up here as to, oh, okay. I could help them with that. I could help them in the auto industry, or I could help them make contacts in the publishing industry. But I wouldn't know that if I wasn't interested in what they were doing. So the question is, you know, are you asking the right questions? Are you seeking new environments where you're meeting new people and not just the same old people? And when you're meeting new people, taking the time to look them in the eye. And that's the other thing that was this weekend that was interesting to me. You know, when you're at an event, I work very hard to try and make sure when somebody's talking to me that I'm making eye contact with them, because it's so easy to be distracted by people walking by. And And that's a way to lose that personal connection with somebody when they're talking to you and you're looking over here or over there trying, you know, not show, it does not show that you are interested in them. And so I want to challenge you to think about that. This podcast recording is going to be a little short because I felt that was so strong and it came up a couple of times in the last week. So I wanted to just really highlight the importance of asking questions, getting to know somebody, but remember it as start by being interested more than interesting. You know, because you can talk all day about what you do, but if you're talking to the wrong person, so it's better to find out who they are, what they do, and how, and maybe identify some areas where you can support them to better define how best you can relate and maybe find that power of association with them. So I challenge you just this week, go out and remember that. Be interested more than interesting. So go out, have a great week, and I will see you next week on the podcast, the Play Big Movement podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.